ജയ ജയ ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ജയ നിത്യാനന്ദ ജയ ദ്വൈത ഗൗര ജയ ദ്വൈത ചന്ദ്ര ജയ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ജയ ജയ ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ജയ നിത്യാനന്ദ ജയ ദ്വൈത ചന്ദ്ര ജയ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ജയ ജയ ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ജയ നിത്യാനന്ദ ജയ ദ്വൈത ചന്ദ്ര ജയ ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദ
ഓക്കേ സോ ചാപ്റ്റർ നമ്പർ 18 ടെക്സ്റ്റ് നമ്പർ 77 ലോർഡ് ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭു വിസിറ്റ് ടു ശ്രീ വൃന്ദാവൻ നികടെ യമുനാ വാഹേ ശീതല സമീര വൃന്ദാവന ശോഭ ദേഖെ യമുനാരാ നീരാ ട്രാൻസ്ലേഷൻ സീൻ ദി റിവർ യമുനാ ഫ്ലോഡ് നിയർ തെന്തുലി തല എ വെരി കൂൾ ബ്രീസ് ബ്ലൂ ദയർ വൈൽ ദയർ ദി ലോർഡ് സോ ദി ബ്യൂട്ടി ഓഫ് വൃന്ദാവന ആൻഡ് ദി വാട്ടർ ഓഫ് ദി river Yamuna. So there is no purpose. So we go to text number 78. Tentula tale vasi kare nama sankirtana madhyana kari asit kare akrure bhajana. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon he would return to Akrura Tirtha to take lunch. There is no purpose for this chapter. This verse as well. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuralmita Mena Tasmai Shri Guru Venma Shri Chaitanya Manu Slavita Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svadhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shrita Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sakrijatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savudutam പരിജന സഹിതം കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ ദേവം ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ പാദാൻ സഹനലിത ശ്രീ വിശാഖാൻവിതാംശ ഹേ കൃഷ്ണ കരുണ സിന്ധു ദീനബന്ധോ ജഗത്പദേ ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമസ്തേ തപ്ത കാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗി രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വിഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവി പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയ വാഞ്ചാകൽപതരുഭേശ കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭേ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭോ നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്വാസാതി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ ആനന്ദലീലാമയ വിഗ്രഹായ ഹേമാംഗ ദിവ്യാഛവി സുന്ദരായ തസ്മേ മഹാപ്രേമ രസ പ്രദായ ചൈതന്യ ചന്ദ്രായ നമോ നമസ്തേ ചൈതന്യചന്ദ്രായ നമോ നമസ്തേ ചൈതന്യചന്ദ്രായ നമോ നമസ്തേ സോ വി ആർ ഇൻ ദി സെഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ചൈതന്യ ചരിതാമൃത ഇൻ ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ വേഴ്സ് കൃഷ്ണദാസ് കവിരാജ് ഗോസ്വാമി ഹാസ് ടേക്കൺ എ സ്റ്റേ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ സീൻ ഇൻ വൃന്ദാവന വെയർ ചൈതന്യ മഹാപ്രഭു യൂസ് ടു സിറ്റ് ബിനീത് ദിസ് എമിലി തല ആൻഡ് യൂസ് ടു ചാൻഡ് ടിൽ ദി ആഫ്റ്റർനൂൺ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ആഫ്റ്റർവേർഡ്സ് ഹി വിൽ ഗോ ടു Akrodgara. That is what has been said by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Now we know in this chapter how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do the circumambulation of Vrindavana. Actually he used to do the 84 Chaurasi course parikrama as it is called. He used to go through all the 12 Mahavanas. There are 12 Mahavanas as we said many times starting from Madhuvana. Madhuvana, Talavana, then it comes Kumudavana, Bahulavana, then it comes Vrindavan, then Khadiravan, then it comes Kamyavan, then it comes on the other side of the Yamuna river, it starts with Bhadravan, Bhandiravan, Kusumavan, Lohavan, and finally Mahavan. That's how the Vrindavan Vrajamandal Parikrama goes about. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has started this procedure of doing the 84 course parikrama or 84 course parikrama. It still goes on every year in the holy month of Kartik. There are thousands of people. There are many people from ISKCON doing this parikrama. And it's a very nice spiritual experience. as we said many times before. Now, as we learnt in this particular chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting Vrindavana. Now, in the Vrindavana, he used to sit beneath this old tamarind tree. This tamarind tree has got a very great spiritual significance. This is said to be a tree which is in existence from the time of Lord Krishna. And this is the only tamarind tree, it is said that available, I mean, it's seen in the 84 course of Rajamandal, You know what happened in one time when Radharani was going to visit or going to meet Lord Sri Krishna, her foot fell on a bark of the tamarind tree and it hurt her foot. And because of that pain, she could not visit Lord Krishna in time. So she was very much upset and she cursed the tamarind tree that from here onwards you will not be seen in Vrindavan. So that's the result of that is that you don't see any tamarind tree in this 84 course of Rajamandal. But this tamarind tree, it's there. What happened one time in the Sharad Ras, you know, Sharad Purnima Ras, suddenly Radharani disappeared or she left the Ras. And Krishna was very much, you know, disappointed. And he started lamenting. And he sat under this, in this tree and he started saying the names of Radha, 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 Radha. Like that he started saying the names of Radha. He said it with so much intensity that his form changed, his color became that of this, his complexion became the same as that of Radharani. And then when Radharani, she realized, she came to him. And, you know, she saw that this bhava of Krishna. So that, you know, that is the place where Krishna had this, you know, pastime. Where he changed the form, his complexion changed. You know, instead of becoming a Shama Sundara, you know, he became a Gaura Sundara. You know, his complexion became like that of Radharani. He was started meditating on so much on the name of Radharani. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit under this tree. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Krishna and Radha combined. So, it is said that now he has come in the bhava of Radha, Radharani looking for Krishna. So he used to chant the names of Krishna so intensely that he is Gaura Sundara, but one time he chanted so intensely that his form became that of the Shama Sundara. You know, instead of becoming a Gaura, you know, like a white complexion or a golden complexion, his form became like a Shama Sundara. He became like a Shama, Ghanasham. So the intensity of chanting is so much. So this is how, you know, chanting should be done with the full intensity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us this, you know, principle that your chanting should be perfect. You know, you are not chanting just to, you are chanting on one side and looking at something else or trying to read something or trying to make conversation with something. That's not called chanting. That's a big offense, you know. I don't know here whether we... Every day we have to read the 10 offenses of chanting and try to avoid them. There is also another offense which is not mentioned in this by Rupa Goswami in this Nectar of Devotion. But the most important, you know, principle to observe is that you should not chant unattentively. That is the 11th offense, which is not mentioned by Rupa Goswami, but that also is a very big offense. So unless you make an offenseless chanting, you know, you will not be able to see Krishna. That's what has been mentioned by the Shastras. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to chant so intensely. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the Krishna himself. It's said in the Bhagavatam that Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pangasas Parshadam Yajanti Yadne Sankirtana Praye yajanti su medasa. So intelligent people, they follow the, you know, chanting of Lord as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna himself, who has come with all his associates. And he, what has he come for? To spread this Sankirtana moment. Sankirtana, you know, this is very important. So, as we said here, this Imli Tala, it is on the Vrindavan Parikrama. If anybody has gone to Vrindavana, you know, once we start on the Vrindavan Parikrama, you get Kaliyadaha, and then you get this Imli Tala, and then you get Keshighat. So these are the spiritual, you know, these all these places are of spiritual importance. So Imli Tala, actually, you know, now the Gaudiya Math, you know, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami's Gaudiya Math has taken all this land and they have made a very nice temple. This doesn't belong to ISKCON, but it belongs to the Gaudiya Math. So it's very nice. You know, if anybody has got an opportunity to go there, they can visit this place, visit this temple, visit this Imli Tala, and they can sit below this, they can do the chanting. A nice Yamuna River is now, is not in front of this Imli Tala, it's little bit away, but you know, still you get a very nice breeze, and it's very nice cool atmosphere, and it's really, really spiritual. So that's how, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to pass his time, he used to do the chanting at Imli Tala, and then in the afternoon, he will go to Akrur Ghat. Akrur Ghat is supposed to be a junction between the material world and the spiritual world. It says that this is the eye to the spiritual world. So Akrur Ghat is also a very important thing. Akrur Ghat is also a very important place in the Chaitanya Lila as well as in the Krishna Lila. Yeah, I mean, I've told this story before. I don't want to repeat it again. But you know, Akrur Ghat is another very important place in these pastimes of Shri Krishna. Okay, so we'll go to the next text, 79.
Akrurera loka aise prabhura dekhite loka bhide swachande nare kirtana karite.
Translation. All the people who live near Akrur Tirtha came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and due to the large crowds, the Lord could not peacefully chant the holy name.
Text number 80. Vrindavane asi prabhu vasiya ekanta nama sankirtana kare madhyana paryanta.
Translation. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place where he would chant the holy name until noon.
Text number 81. Tritiya prahare lokapaya darshana Sabare Upadesha Kare Nama Sankirtana.
Translation. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name. So he used to, you know, stress the importance of chanting the holy name.
Text number 82. Hema Kale Aila Vaishnava Krishna Dasa Nama Rajaputa Jati Rajaputa Jati Grahastha Yamuna Pare Grama.
Translation. During this time, a Vaishnava named Krishnadas came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Kshatriya caste, and his house was located on the other side of Yamuna.
Text number 83. Keshish Nanakari Sei Kaliya Daha Yaite Amlitalaya Gosanire Dekhe Achambite.
Translation. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishnadas went towards Kaliyadaha and suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting at Amli Tala or Tentuli Tala.
Text number 84. Prabhura Rupa Prema Dekhi Haila Chamatkara Prema Veshe Prabhure Karena Namaskara.
Translation. Upon seeing the Lord's personal beauty and ecstatic love, Krishnadas was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the Lord.
Text number 85. Prabhu kahe ke tumi kahan tomara ghara, Krishnadas kahe mui gurahastha pamara. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, "Who are you? Where is your home?" Krishnadas replied, "I am a most fallen householder." Text number 86. Rajaputa jati muni opare mora ghara, mora ichha haya hana vaishnava kinkara. I belong to the Rajput caste and my home is just on the other side of river Yamuna. But I wish to be the servant of a Vaishnava. You know, this is, you know, a very important, again, feeling, you know. If we have to try to be a das, you know, you say dasanu das, you know, we are, if we try to be servant of the Lord, you know, you will not be able to sometimes serve the Lord directly. But Lord is very much pleased if we are able to serve the Vaishnavas, you know. Is more important than serving the Lord is serving the Vaishnavas. It's many times it has been said in Shastras, Lord is very much pleased if somebody gives service to his devotee. You know, more than the service to the Lord, a service to the Vaishnava or the service to the devotee of the Lord is much more pleasing to the Lord. So here, you know, this feeling of Krishnadas that I wish to be servant of a Vaishnava. This is a very, you know, a very noble feeling. We should develop a feeling like that, you know. Sometimes, you know, we, out of ego, we want to serve the Lord directly. But instead of serving the Lord directly, if we serve the Vaishnava, you know, this Lord is more pleased than if we serve directly to Lord. Now, of course, here in this case, if Krishnadas is serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is serving the Lord directly, but he is not aware of that. That he, you know, in Kali Yuga, actually Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, but not many people knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. Even in Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna came as himself, the people didn't realize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There were so many foolish people, they were trying to kill him. They were trying to even, like Duryodhana, he is trying to put him in jail. He wanted to try to bind him. So these are foolish people, you know, the materialistic people, they would do not know the difference between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and an ordinary human being. They think that Krishna has taken birth like an ordinary human being. So, you know, unless you have got the, guidance of a spiritual master, and unless your eyes are anointed with a prema, you know, it says, in Brahma Samhita it says, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva rudayeshu vilokayanti yamsham sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is premanjana churita. You know, your eyes have to be anointed with the love of Godhead. Then only you will be able to see Lord Krishna. You won't be able to see Lord Krishna just like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in Kali Yuga, he has come as a special benediction. He comes, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come only once in the day of Brahma. So we are very lucky that he came just 500 years before. Now, day of Brahma, you know, as he says, is a very long period. It's not a day like our day. One day of Brahma is 1,000 Chaturyugas. So it's how many millions of years? So in that one day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come only once. So he has come only very recently and he has given this knowledge to us. He has opened this treasure of love of Godhead. So we are supposed to, if we are foolish, if we do not take advantage of this facility given to us by Krishna. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is stressing the importance of chanting the holy names of Krishna. You know, the holy name of Krishna is none other than Krishna. You know, there is no difference between the name of Krishna and Krishna. You see, it's not like the other living entities. My name, for example, is something, say XYZ. My name doesn't represent me. It represents only a bodily feature. But in Krishna's name, it is all spiritual. So Krishna's name is as good as Krishna. His Krishna Prasadam is as good as Krishna. Krishna Leela are as good as Krishna. So if we
do anything like, you know, if you name, chant the names of Krishna. That's why it's said that unattentive chanting is a very big offense, because Krishna's name is none other than Krishna. And if you are chanting not sincerely, you are making an offense to Krishna directly. So, here he says, I wish to be a servant of Krishna, Vaishnava. So, text number 87. Kintu aji eka muni swapna dekhinu, sei swapna prateka toma asi painu. Translation. Today I have had a dream, and according to that dream, I have come here and found you. So he got a dream, and then according to that dream, he has come, and he thought that, you know, in the dream he saw a muni, he saw a sannyasi. And that's why he came to find out, and then he found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text number 88. Prabhu Tandre Krupa Kaila Alingana Kari Preme Matta Haila Sei Nache Bale Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bestowed upon Krishnadas his causeless mercy by embracing him. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love and began to dance and chant the holy name of Hari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he embraces somebody, that person also receives a great benediction. Immediately he becomes ecstatic with the same love as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got for the Lord Shri Krishna. Text number 89. Prabhu Sange Madhyane Akrura Tirtha Aila Prabhura Avashishta Patra Prasada Paila. Krishnadas returned to Akrura Tirtha with the Lord, and remnants of the Lord's food were given to him. Text number 90. Prate Prabhu Sange Aila Jala Patra Lana Prabhu Sange Rahe Gruha Stri Putra Chadiya. Translation. The next morning, Krishnadas went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnadas thus left his wife, home and children in order to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text number 91. Vrindavane Puna Krishna Prakata Haila Yahan Tahan Loka Sabha Kahite Lagila. Translation. Everywhere the Lord went, all the people said, Krishna has again manifested at Vrindavan. Text number 92. Ekadina Akrurete Loka Prata Kale Vrindavana Haite Aise Karil Kolahale. Translation. One morning many people came to Akrura Tirtha. As they came from Vrindavan, they made a tumultuous sound. Text number 93. Prabhu Dekhi Karila Loka Charana Vandana Prabhu Kahe Kahan Haite Karila Agamana. Translation. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people offered respects at his lotus feet. The Lord then asked them, where are you all coming from? Text number 94. Loke kahe Krishna prakatak kaliya dahera jale kaliya sire shire nritya kare fana ratna jwale. Translation. The people replied, Krishna has again manifested himself on the waters of Kaliya lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya, and the jewels on those hoods are blazing. Text number 95. Sakshat dekhila loka nahika samshaya suni hasi kahe prabhu sabha satya haya. Translation. Everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about it. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh. He then said, everything is correct. Text number 96. Ehi mata tina ratri lokera gamana sabhe asi kahe Krishna Pailuna Darshana. For three successive nights, people went to Kaliya Daha to see Krishna, and everyone returned saying, now we have seen Krishna himself. Text number 97. Prabhu Age Kahe Loka Sri Krishna Dekhila Saraswati Ehi Vakye Satya Kaheila. Everyone came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. Thus, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth. Text number 98. Mahaprabhu Dekhi Satya Krishna Darshana Nijajane Satya Chadi
असत्य सत्य भ्रमा. When the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they actually saw Krishna. But because they were following their own imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong thing as Krishna.
See, again, this is the Maya. Maya is a very strong thing. The Maya will not allow you to approach Krishna unless she is sure. Yoga Maya, the internal potency of Krishna, the Mahamaya or the external potency of Krishna, of course, she will punish you for all your bad karmas, or she will give you benediction for your good karmas. But the internal potency of Lord, she will test you. If you are a sincere devotee, she will assist you to go to Krishna. But otherwise, she will sort of create an obstruction. She will confuse you so that you will get bewildered. In this case, people are bewildered. They are seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they do not realize that he is Krishna himself. They are seeing a boat, in this instance, what has happened is that there is a boat with a fisherman. At night he has gone for fishing in the river Yamuna. And because of the waves in the water, the boat is rocking. And there is a light on the boat. Now that because of that the boat is rocking, and the light is also, because of the rocking boat, the light also is flickering. Now they are thinking that this is Kaliya in the river, and Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. So they are imagining something which is not right, and they are thinking that this is Krishna which they have seen. They have not seen anything actually. They have seen only the rocking boat and a light on the top of the boat. And they are thinking that they have seen Krishna. And now actually they have seen Krishna in front. They have come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day, all the time. And they are not thinking that this is Krishna. So when they come and tell, we have seen Krishna, actually it is right. In a way it is right. They are not realizing what is right. But in a way it is right, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna. But they are thinking that this is not Krishna, the other thing is Krishna. So this is, the bewilderment. So this is why, unless you have got a proper guidance from it, says Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tatvajit. So, unless you get a guidance from the Guru, Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Ajnanam, you have to get this, read of this Ajnana. Then only you will be able to see what is the correct thing. You cannot, if somebody tries to do it by himself, it's not going to be possible. Unless your Guru's mercy is there, then he will give you the proper guidance, and then you will be able to see the things in a proper light. And then only you will be able to, realize what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise you will get confused, and you will that's why in India, or in many other, not only in India, but in many other places, you get suddenly somebody saying that, I am Maharaj, I am Krishna. Instead of some say, I am some Bhagwan. They will start showing some, miracles, and everybody will start following them. Even sometimes, these people are, as Prabhupada used to say, they are rascals. But people will get bewildered, they will go behind these people. Why? Because, they don't have the proper guidance of a proper guru. Unless you have got a proper guru who is coming from the parampara, this knowledge comes from the parampara. It doesn't come just like that. If somebody says, I am a guru, you say, okay, what is your parampara? He says, I don't have any parampara. You have to discard this person as a fake. So, there is a parampara. The guru gets the knowledge from his guru, and that person gets the knowledge from his guru. And unless the knowledge comes in a parampara system, it's not a correct knowledge. So, here, these people have got confused and they are considering wrong thing as Krishna and the correct thing which they are considering as something ordinary. So we go to the text number 99.
Bhattacharya tabe kahe prabhura charane ajna deha yai kari Krishna darshane.
At that time, Balabhadra Bhattacharya placed a request at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, please give me permission to go see Lord Krishna directly.
Purport.
The puzzled people who visited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were actually seeing Lord Krishna, but they were mistaken in thinking that Lord Krishna had come to Kaliya Lake. They all said that they had seen Krishna directly performing his pastime on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya and that the jewels on Kaliya's hoods were blazing brilliantly. Because they were speculating with their imperfect knowledge, they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an ordinary human being and a boatman light in the lake as Krishna. One must see things as they are through the mercy of a spiritual master. Otherwise, if one tries to see Krishna directly, he may mistake an ordinary man for Krishna or Krishna for an ordinary man. Everyone has to see Krishna according to the verdict of Vedic literature presented by the self-realized spiritual master. A sincere person is able to see Krishna through the transparent via medium of Sri Gurudeva, the spiritual master. Unless one is enlightened by the knowledge given by the spiritual master, he cannot see things as they are, even though he remains constantly with the spiritual master. This incident at Kaliyadaha is very instructive for those eager to advance in Krishna consciousness. Now, Baldeva Bhattacharya is an associate of Krishna. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Jagannath Puri to come to Vrindavana, Ramananda Rai and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they insisted that he should take somebody with him. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very bad experience when he went on the tour of South India. So he had one servant with him and he had to rescue him. He had to take care of him. Instead of that servant taking care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to take care of that person. His name was Krishna Das as well. Now in this case, they insisted that Baldeva Bhattacharya, you know, you take one associate with you so that he will cook for you. He will make things easy for you. That's why this Baldeva Bhattacharya is accompanying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is constantly with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not an ordinary person. But he is also got bewildered. And he says that give me permission. You want to go and see Krishna. Now he is seeing Krishna. He is in association with Krishna. He is traveling with Krishna all the time. And he is still confused. So this is the influence of Maya. So he is seeing wrongly something else as Krishna. And which is actually Krishna, he is thinking as an ordinary person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastises him which comes in the next chapter, next verses. So anyway, we'll stop here. Anybody has any comments or any doubts or if anybody has any explanation or two? Yes.
Thank you for the really nice explanations, Prabhu. Can you please tell the pastime of the Akrura Tirtha for those who have not heard?
Yeah, Akrura Tirtha, you know, is supposed to be a spiritual eye to the, eye to the spiritual world. You know, we know that Krishna, when he was in Vrindavan, Kamsa, he sent Akrura to fetch Krishna and Balaram with the invitation of a wrestling match. He wanted Krishna. Kamsa is a foolish person. He wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram, they were fetched by Akrura from Vrindavan, and they were traveling with in the chariot with Akrura. Now it was in the time of in the evening. And at this Akrura Ghat, at this particular place, you know, Akrura wanted to do the Sandhya Vandana. You know, he wanted to do the Gayatri. So what he told, Krishna and Balaram, because they are boys, you know, they are not, they are like maybe 8, 9 year old. So he told them, you boys, you sit in the chariot and I will take a bath in Yamuna and then I will do my Sandhyavandan and then I will go further. So he went to take bath in Yamuna. When he dipped, take a dip in the river, he found Krishna and Balarams in the river. So he said, I told his boys to, you know, sit in the chariot. Why? What are they doing in this one? So he came out and he just wanted to check. So he found Krishna and Balaram sitting in the chariot. So he again took a bath, in the river. Now this time he saw Balaram in the form of Anandeshesha and Krishna in the form of Vishnu is sitting, lying on the bed of the Anandeshesha. So, you know, he was thinking that this is some sort of a dream. Actually, Krishna say that Vrindavanam Parityajam Nagachanti Napadam, I don't know. Anyway, what the meaning is that I do not step even 1 foot out of Vrindavan. So Akrura is a boundary of Vrindavan. So Krishna or Balaram will never step out of Vrindavana. When the time came, Krishna is separated from Vasudeva. You know, we know how the Vasudeva and Krishna, they merged to become Krishna. You know, when at Mathura, Devaki Nandana, you know, he took a birth or he appeared. And then at Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, she gave a birth. Actually, it is said that she gave birth not only to one girl, but a girl and a boy. So when Krishna's father, he brought him from Mathura to Gokula. So the Devakinandan Krishna and the Yashodanandan Krishna, they became together, they merged. And then, he took this girl, which is Yogamaya, along with him. You know, took her back. He just left this Krishna with Yashoda, and he did not see that there are two children. He just left him, this Yashoda Nandan Krishna and Devaki Nandan Krishna, they merged and he became one Krishna. So when again Krishna was brought from Vrindavan by the Akrura, at Akrura Ghat, they separated. The actual Krishna, he never left Vrindavan. The Vasudeva Krishna, he left Vrindavan and he came along with Akrura. So it is said that Krishna, he will never step out of Vrindavan. So he says, I do not step out of Vrindavan. Even one step I don't put out of Vrindavan. So Akrura is supposed to be like a boundary. Akrura Ghat is supposed to be like a boundary between the spiritual world and the material world. That's why, anybody goes to Akrura Ghat, it's a very important place because from this point of view. Okay? Hare Krishna. Anything else you want to add? Okay, so we will do this prayers to... Can you give this... We'll recite this Shikshashtaka. Amen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kya Hindi mein? Ye Hindi hai. Ye. Nahi. Nahi. Oh. Hey, bhaiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not write any books. You know, all the books were written by Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Jiva Goswami, his disciples. He only wrote these 8 shlokas, which is called as Shikshashtaka. So we'll recite this Shikshashtaka now. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha dava ninirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Translation. Glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala eta drushi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi durdevami drushamiha janina nuraga.
O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus, you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O my Lord, out of kindness, you enable us to easily approach you by our holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them.
Trunadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all senses of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord consistently.
Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadishakame mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahe tuki tvai.
O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth.
Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitama visame bhavambudo krupaya tava pada pankaja sitaduli sadrusham vichintaya.
O son of Maharaja Nanda, I am your eternal serviator. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet.
Nayanam galada shrudharaya vadanam gadgada ruddaya gira pulake richitam vapukada tava nama grahane bhavishyati.
O my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love, flowing constantly when I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up, and when will the hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your holy name?
Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrushayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename.
O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I am feeling all vacant in the world in your absence.
Ashlishya vapadaratam pinashtumam adarshanam mam hatam karotumam tata tata vavidadatulam pato Matpranathastu sevana para. Matpranathastu sevana para. Matpranathastu sevana para.
I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me. He is conditionally completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord unconditionally.
Shri Chaitanya Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Shishashtakam class ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Chaitanya class ki jai. Go Premanande.